I got a question for you. Have you ever been at a fire drill in school? Remember fire drills?
Yeah.
In school we had fire drills. Kind of an emergency practice at the university. We have fire drills. We have to go outside, take all our stuff, lock our office door, go stand out there till they tell us we can go back in. Is that what you have to do? Yeah. We have an emergency plan, too. That's kind of new for universities, but serving on an emergency plan committee. I had a meeting the other day. So we had to map out everything we have to do in case of any emergency that arises at the university. And we actually had an emergency the other day because a girl in school got really, really sick and she passed out. And it was just around the corner from my office, so they yelled, "Linda, do something." So guess what I did? I did pray. You're right. I did pray. But what would you do if somebody was really, really sick and you were the one that was right there when they passed out? Or if an emergency, what would you do?
I know. You would call 911.
You would call 911. That's right. See, I even brought a phone just in case we had to guess on that. You have to take this and you have to call 911. Now, I did call 911 for the girl that passed out the other day. And they got there really quickly. The lady on the other end of the phone said, "We know where you're at. What? Just tell us the room number. We'll be right there." And, buddy, they were there in no time. But here's what I happened to think. What if you called 911 and the person on the other end of the phone went, "Well, you know, we're really busy right now. And I'm not sure when we'll get there. But, you know, we'll be there as soon as we can." What would you do? That would be bad, wouldn't it?
Get here right now.
Yeah, you really don't expect somebody on the end of 911 to go, I don't know when we'll get there, but, you know, we'll do it best we can do. But, you know, it reminded me that in the Bible, Jesus had to put out a call for help. Did you know that? Jesus had to put out a call for help in the Bible. I'm going to read you Jesus' call for help. It's in Mark, in the first chapter, and Jesus says, "One day, as Jesus was walking along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon Peter and his brother Andrew fishing with a net, for they were commercial fishermen. And Jesus called out to them, 'Come, be my disciples, and I will show you how to fish for people.' And they left their nets at once and went with him. And a little farther up the shore, Jesus saw Zebedee's sons, James and John, in a boat mending their nets. He called them too. And immediately they left their father in the boat with the hired men and went with Jesus." So Jesus put out a call for help. And Peter and Andrew and James and John, it says in the Bible, left what they were doing immediately and went with Jesus. Peter and Andrew could have said, "Well, sure, Lord, we're fishing right now. And just as soon as we catch enough food, we'll be right with you. Will you go on up the shore there and we'll catch up to you in a little while?" Or James and John could have said, "Well, you know, we got our father with us. We have to take him home. Once we do that, we'll catch up to you." But they didn't. See, Jesus put out a call for help. And these four men left what they were doing right then, immediately, and joined Jesus. And do you know why Jesus needed their help? Uh-oh, I think I've stumped them. Do you know why? Okay, I'm going to tell you. I heard it. I knew these guys were listening. He needed their help to spread God's word. That's exactly right. He needed their help to spread God's word because he was out there teaching people about God, and he needed others to help him spread the word. And here's the thing. He needs us too. He is still asking for help. He's still putting in that 911 call. And it's not just you and me. It's everybody sitting out here
And everybody in the world.
Everybody in the world. But everybody sitting here, God is calling each one of us every day, saying, come and help me spread the word. Reach out into your communities. Reach out into the people that you see every day. And tell others about me. And he's calling us all to do that. And he wants us to answer right now, Lord. Not tomorrow. Not later. Not catch up with you down the road. Come and do it right now. We have the opportunity every day to tell others about the Lord. And God is calling us to do that. Putting that 911 call in right now. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help each and every one of us mostly to listen. Listen for that call. The call that comes and asks us to help you spread the word. And help us, Lord, to answer, I'm right here, Lord. Immediately we'll help you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.